Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Using an interview format, Pastor Bob will introduce you to men and women whose ministries are impacting this world with the gospel, and will also provide commentary and insight on end-time prophetic events we now see happening in the news. Now here is Pastor Robert Thibodeau.
Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast today. We're so blessed that you're joining us. Today is part two of a great two-part interview with Richard Brunton. He is a great author. He's written a couple of books, including The Awesome Power of the Blessing, which we've been discussing in this interview. He started a Better Business, Better World campaign, which was a personal crusade of sorts that taught others how to create profit by creating purpose or making money by making meaning in their life. He has founded a great research company in New Zealand. It's the Colmar Brunton Foundation, which he has become the nation's most trusted research company. But more importantly, he's a born-again Christian that enjoys writing books, and his book, The Awesome Power of the Blessing, is a must-read. If you don't have this book, you need to get it. But today, we're going to conclude this great interview with him. We're going to jump back into this interview now with Richard Brunton.
Amen. Well, let me ask you this. What is the difference between praying a blessing over someone and interceding for them in prayer?
Well, when you're interceding, you're asking God to do something in their life. So I can't bless someone with salvation. I have to ask God for that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But when I'm blessing, I'm speaking on God's behalf. To someone, I'm imparting something, I'm releasing someone. See, I see blessing as speaking and releasing. Speaking and releasing. God does the blessing, of course, not me. Mm-hmm. So my job, this is a partnership with the Holy Spirit. I speak and release what God wants spoken. See, God has always done this. He told Moses to speak to the rock.
Yeah.
This is this partnership thing. Moses did his bit, God did his bit. He made water come out of a rock. And God says to Ezekiel, you speak to these dry bones. God could have done it himself. Mm. So Ezekiel did his part and God did his part. And our part is to speak and release the blessing on behalf of God, and God's part is to do it. It's the same with healing. We speak and release healing, but we can't heal anyone.
Right.
God does the healing. It's the same principle. And they should be found together. You know, I might be praying for my son, for example. God's given everyone free choice, but I can ask God to have mercy on him,
yeah,
and to arrange circumstances such that someone could speak into his life and so on.
Yeah.
But then I might bless his heart to respond to the wooing of the Holy Spirit. I don't know. I think both prayer. Both intercession,
mm-hmm,
and of course, really, all this blessing is coming out of a heart of love.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, love is the carrier wave of God's power, really, anyway. And so prayer between you and God, the communion, is we need to be walking in that love and to be speaking and releasing out of that love.
Mm-hmm. Amen. And you also share that we're not supposed to judge someone when we're praying a blessing over them. What do you mean by that?
Oh, yes. Well, that is so true, you see. And I give an example, don't I, of a bad blessing and a good blessing. And just imagine a situation where a wife is married to Fred and Fred drinks far too much and maybe he's an alcoholic, I don't know. But just imagine that without having this lesson about blessing, she might say, God bless Fred, make him give up drinking and make him listen to me. You know, that could be, I mean, it's obviously not a good prayer, but I'm exaggerating just to make the point, because she's expressing her heart, really. She's had enough of Fred, you know. God, make him give up drinking, make him listen to me. But, you know, it would be far more powerful if instead of asking God to bless Fred, she actually did it. And she said, Fred, my husband, I bless you in the name of Jesus. may all of God's plans and purposes for your life come to fruition. And may you become the man of God, the husband and the father that God always purposed for you to be. This kind of thing. And it's totally different, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like the first blessing, she's delegated to God. She's got no skin in the game. She doesn't have to think about what she's going to say.
Mm-hmm.
It's also whining and judgmental, and God hates complaining. Complaining locks in what you're complaining about, whereas thankfulness attracts the kingdom of God. Complaining repels the kingdom of God. And here she is complaining. She's whinging. And also she's wallowing around in Fred's dirt. God's not impressed by that. That's not God's style. God knows about our dirt, but he always calls forth the gold. Satan does the opposite. He knows our gold, but keeps reminding us of our dirt. And so, you know, even in situations, sometimes people ask me to bless a situation of conflict.
Mm.
And I say to them, I will do this only if you put your agenda aside.
Mm-hmm.
Will you put your agenda aside? I don't want you or me giving God counsel about this here, because when I bless the situation, I'm going to release, what I'm doing in effect is releasing God into the situation to move it from where it is now to where he wants it to be. Are you happy about that? You know what I mean? So that's the way I think it should work.
Amen. Amen. One area of your book that I was reading, I had to laugh at, and it's what you shared about how you bless others that cut you off in traffic. And a friend of mine, I can say, used to do that. And, you know, his thing was, if they cut him off, I said, God bless you, you idiot. Go over that. That brought back that pleasant memory that I just shared. You know, I did get a chuckle out of that.
Yes. Well, I know I do like to do that. And the old Richard could get provoked by things like that in the traffic, especially. But now I just say, you know, if someone is speeding away, I just say, I bless the driver of that car in the name of Jesus. May the love of God pursue you and overtake you and arrest you in the name of Jesus. And I have moved really from being a victim to being in control.
Amen.
And as that quote from 1 Peter says, don't return reviling for reviling, etc., but instead bless, and you will inherit a blessing. So every time I do that, I inherit a blessing. It's amazing,
amen.
Really.
Amen.
This
amen.
Is the,
yeah.
However, that's for the lighthearted thing, but some things, of course, are much more serious. There's someone that needs to be forgiven. There's a wound of the heart that needs to be healed, perhaps. So that really is quite different.
Yeah.
But can I just tell you something that we haven't talked about?
Mm-hmm.
I'm amazed at the number of physical healings that have happened when someone blesses their body.
Mm.
I have actually written a sequel to that little book, The Awesome Power of Blessing, called The Blessing Effect.
Mm.
And there's a lot of testimonies in there, and I keep getting them all the Amen. Time.
Praise the Lord.
From simply, and the process will go something like this. It's about giving thanks for your body, first of all, even for the body part that's not working. Actually having a heart of thanksgiving for all the years of service that it has given.
Mm.
Instead of complaining about it, we actually, God, thank you for my legs, Lord. Thank you that I was able to dance with them. Thank you that, you know, I've done a half marathon with them. Thank you, Lord, for all the service my legs have given me. And just love them. Just love on the legs. Just say, I love your legs. You're fearfully, you're wonderfully made. I rejoice in you. So there's the thanksgiving, and then there's the love, and then there's the bless them. Now I bless you. Mm-hmm. I bless you with health and strength in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I command normal function to return. And if you know the details of what's wrong with them, then speak to the mountain, release healing, and so on. And, some really bad diseases have been healed this way.
Amen.
I keep getting testimonies from it. It is amazing.
Praise the Lord.
You wouldn't expect that, would you? big bit.
Exactly. And you also received, I read in your book, you received a revelation about praying for your skin.
Oh, yes. Well, I mean, well, I didn't pray for my skin. You see, this is the whole point. You see the language that, the problem with the language that we have. Sometimes people even ask God to pray a blessing. Can you believe it? I don't pray blessings. I speak them. That's the first thing. But, you know, well, it's a very important point to see. Benediction is good speaking. And so blessings should be spoken. But, yes, you know, I love to bless my skin. I bless my prostate. I bless every part of me that, I could tell you so many stories, really. I don't know. You probably don't want me to do that. But one of them I will tell. I'll just take my wife, for example. You know, my wife had really bad knee pain. She ends up at a surgeon's place who does an MRI scan, and he says, love, you've got no cartilage left. It's bone on bone. You need two new knees. And I said to myself, this is my jurisdiction we're talking about. Mm. I'm in charge around here. Am I going to put up with this? Or am I going to go for it? So, yes, I prayed for healing in the normal way, but I regularly blessed her knees. And she's had no pain in those knees now for 2 years.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Look, there are just, amen. You know, I've had, yeah. You know, I had a lady with had cysts on her ovaries, excruciating pain, remembers. See, people remember. They always use the blessing as a last resort. To remember, bless her, remember the blessing thing. And so she decided to bless her ovaries. And 4 days later, the pain went back to the, had another scan, and there's no cyst there. So things like that, amen. Miraculous things like that, amen. Just happen.
Amen. And you know, you also teach us to pray a blessing over our own minds. Is that because we're harboring bad thoughts or listening to the devil as he plants these thoughts? How does that work?
Well, you know, the first thing to do is to stop cursing ourselves. You know, when we say things like, you know, I'm sick and tired of such and such, or I'm a sinner, God could never use anyone, God could never use someone like me. Mm-hmm. You know, I had a lady say to me once, you know, I'm dumb. Yeah, where did you hear that? My parents told me I was dumb. Mm, yeah. And see, she agreed with the lie, you see. And so, well, my memory's terrible or this and that. We curse ourselves regularly. I even find occasionally I do it too. I came home from the gym the other day and I said, my legs are killing me. Well, you see, I repented immediately of that, as soon as the words came out of my mouth, because your legs can kill you. Mm. You know, long-distance flights and things like that. It's a stupid thing to say. And so I really see, this is the thing we haven't really talked about, is that we need to have a clean mouth. And, you know, God wanted to use Isaiah to speak to the people of Israel, but he couldn't do it until he cleaned his mouth.
Yeah.
With that.
Yeah.
And likewise, God said to Jeremiah, if you will utter what is precious and not what is worthless, you shall be as my mouth. And Jesus said, you'll be accountable for every word. And James says, don't let cursing and blessing come out of the same mouth kind of thing. So we need to, if you want to have power in your mouth, you've got to have a clean mouth. I believe that. Amen. Anyway.
Yeah.
Otherwise, the bad things you say will come to pass just as surely as the good things come to pass,
yeah,
if you have real power in your mouth. I digress, though. So it's important that we stop saying these bad things over ourselves and start to speak truth over ourselves. And I still do. I regularly bless my mind. I want my mind to be a holy place. You know, I struggle from time to time with thoughts. It's just like I think most people probably have. But I want a mind that can receive God's thoughts, words of knowledge and wisdom and discernment and so on. And my imagination, that's very, very powerful, your imagination. God created with his imagination. We can do the same thing for good or for bad. Amen. And so I regularly do that, bless my body. You know, I blessed my wife this morning. It was lovely. I just said to her, you know, I love you, honey. You know, good speaking. Mm-hmm. You know, I was in a church the other day and I was talking about this and I said, would you put your hand up if you said to your spouse this morning, I love you? two hands, I think, went up. Mm. What about last week? Not much more. You know, and we need to.
Man. Yeah.
Yeah. Man.
Well, I want to also get in about blessing our communities or blessing our nations. I mean, how can we do that? I know in my prayer time, I pray up, you know, the hedges of protection around the borders of our nation and all that. But how should you go about praying the blessing over our land and nations?
Well, look, I think it's almost the same thing, except that you're speaking out of your authority. I mean, I am careful about not stepping out beyond my jurisdiction. But I think that, but my suburb, I think, is in my jurisdiction. So I might walk along the street when I go walking and bless each house and bless the people who live there. I might bless their marriages, for example. I might bless their children. I might bless the schools that they go to. If it's a rural community, I bless the orchards to be fruitful, for the animals to be healthy and to produce more lambs than they would otherwise. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. In fact, a good example of this is to read that excellent book by Roy Goodwin called The Grace Outpouring, which was came out of a community in Wales. Great book. He talks about blessing community and the results that come out of that. I think when it comes to a country, I think that's the church's job, and so occasionally, when the opportunity arises, I'll do that in the company of believers, just to bless our nation.
Amen.
To bless our nation, to bless the schools in the nation, mm-hmm. which increasingly have an ungodly agenda. Yeah. In fact, really, it's more of a warfare thing these days, I think, to bind the Satan's agenda in our nation, yeah. and to loose God's agenda, and to speak blessing over our nation is really, really important. Amen. And I know the Bible says to humble ourselves and pray. Well, do that by all means, but I think it's also great in the authority that we've been given, because we're New Testament people now. We've got the Holy Spirit within us, yeah. and Jesus has delegated his authority, so we should be blessing our nation.
Amen. And you That's close your book out. You close your book out with the idea that we should bless God in our prayers as well. Explain that section for us.
Well, Psalm 103, really. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. So one way of blessing God is just to be thankful. Mm. You know, I think thankfulness is greatly valued by God. I know in Hosea somewhere, God says to the, you know, while you're in the wilderness, Israel, I feed you, I looked after you, I loved you. And then your hearts grew arrogant and proud. And here it comes. Therefore, you forgot me. Mm-hmm. I think it's one of the most poignant passages in Scripture.
Yep.
And I think that when we thank God, when we remember God, and really, frankly, words are not really sufficient. I think we end up in tongues, really, with the Holy Spirit's help. We just go beyond words of gratitude. We go into another dimension, really.
Amen. Amen. This is all so interesting. Richard, how can someone order a copy of your book? Is it on Amazon?
Yes, it's on Amazon. And I think you're from the States. I think it would be cheaper to do that. I mean, I do post them around the place, but it is quite expensive for me to post them to the state. You can order them off Amazon, I think. I think they're about $5 or something like that from Amazon, which I think is quite good.
Oh, yeah. How can someone get in touch with you if they have a question or maybe they want to do an interview like this? How can they get in touch with you?
Yeah, well I've got a website, which is www.richardbruntonministries.org. So it's Richard Brunton Ministries, all one word, .org. That's the website. And I've got an email address, which is richard.brunton134@gmail.com. richard.brunton134@gmail.com. So I would be, I'd be happy to help in any way I can.
Amen. I'll put all that information down in the show notes below. Folks, you've heard about the blessing for years, and now you've learned about the blessing, how to be a blessing. As he said, it's not a noun, it's a verb, it's action, something that we can take action on and impact not just our friends, our family, our co, but the world around us. And when we start impacting the world around us with the word of God, and the blessing begins to spread from one person to the next, that impacts the community, and that impacts the nation, and that impacts the world. And that's what we're called to do. We are supposed to be world impacting Christians, not just in our four walls, worried about our four and no more. We need to do this everywhere we go. I'm activating it in my life. Praise God. This book, I tell you folks, this book, you need to get. You need to get your copy of it. It is so inspiring. You know, the awesome power of the blessing. And it is awesome power. It really is.
Bob, could I bless you before you go?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Bob, I bless you, your family, your ministry, in the mighty name of Jesus. I bless you with health and strength of body, soul, and spirit. I bless you to be fruitful beyond your expectations, beyond your imagination. I bless your influence to grow, to expand, and to touch many, many lives right throughout the world. I know you are already, but I speak increase over you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I speak increase over you. And may you know in the deepest part of your being, to a greater level than ever before, the love of God, the height, the depth, the length, and the breadth of the love of God. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. I receive it in Jesus' name as well. Folks, that's the power of the blessing. You can have this too. But first, I highly, highly recommend you go down in the links below and order your copy. Matter of fact, order three or four. Let's start passing this around. Let's get the word out and take this nation back. Take this world back. Get it ready for the return of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who is coming soon. We don't have any time to waste. We need to do this now, and let's increase the size of the kingdom of heaven operating here on this earth. Amen. Folks, Richard Bruton is going to be praying the Father's blessing over us right now. Richard, go ahead.
I'd just like to explain first that that many people have never had their Father lay hands on them and bless them. But this was always God's intention. And so what I do is I stand in the gap, so to speak, that I could be an alternative channel through which God can release this blessing. So I'm going to speak a blessing over you, but it's the Holy Spirit who does the blessing. And so, Holy Spirit, I ask now that you would come upon each man and woman listening to this, Lord, that you would come upon them, Lord. You are beautiful, Holy Spirit, and we honor you and we love you. And now I bless you. I love you, my child. I love you. You're a gift from God to me. And I'm so proud to be your dad. I love you and I'm proud of you. I'm there for you. I believe in you. And I ask you to forgive me for things I've said and done that have hurt you. And I ask you to forgive me for the things I didn't do and for the words I didn't speak that you long to hear. Would you please forgive me? And I bless you with the healing of all the wounds of your heart, especially the wound of rejection, which comes in many forms, like negligence, abandonment, betrayal, abuse, physical abuse, sexual abuse, emotional abuse, verbal abuse. And I say to you now that Jesus came to heal the wounds of the heart, the broken heart. And he's running his ointment now over the wounds of your heart. And in the name of Jesus, I break the power of every cruel and unjust word spoken over you. I break the power of every word curse that's been spoken over you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Every cruel and unjust and humiliating and mocking word that's ever been spoken over you, I break their power over you right now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And I bless you with peace, overflowing peace, the peace that comes from Jesus himself. And I bless you to be successful in life. You are the head and not the tail. You are above and not beneath. And in the name of Jesus, I break every limitation that's been over your life, like a glass ceiling, invisible but there, because of lies that you believed about your worth. I break that ceiling now. I break every limitation off you in the name of Jesus. And I call forth your potential. I call forth your gifts to be activated, to be stirred up in the name of Jesus. And I bless you with health and strength of body, soul, and spirit. I bless you to be a person of influence, the salt of the earth, the light of the world. Arise and shine. I bless you with good friends. May the word of God be a lamp to your feet and a light to your path. And above all, I bless you to know in the deepest part of your being how much God loves you and rejoices over you. I bless you with overflowing peace, overflowing love, in the name of Jesus. You are blessed, my child, with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. That was a blessing from your father. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Email Richard Bruton. Let him know that you received it. Email me, brotherbob@ftfm.org. Let me know you receive. We want to rejoice with you. We want to pray with you as well. So Richard, I thank you for that in Jesus' name. Praise God. Richard, I thank you again for taking the time out of your busy schedule to come on and bless our audience with the information about your book.
Thank you, Bob.
Amen. Folks, that's all the time we have for tonight. For Richard Bruton and myself, this is Pastor Bob reminding you, be blessed in all that you do. Are you a Christian entrepreneur, coach, or author with a message that needs to be heard? Picture this, your voice reaching thousands, your story inspiring hearts, and your business flourishing like never before. Introducing FaithCasters, the ultimate platform that connects faith-driven professionals like you with the power of podcasting. Become a sought-after guest on Faith-Based Podcasts. Share your unique insights and connect with like-minded individuals who share your passion for faith and entrepreneurship as well. Imagine your expertise reaching a wider audience, expanding your network, and propelling your business to new heights. Well, it's all within reach with FaithCasters. So don't wait. Take the first step today on your journey to greatness by visiting our website at faithcaster.org. That's faithcaster.org. Join the FaithCasters community now and unleash the full potential of your faith-driven enterprise. You do not want to miss this opportunity. FaithCasters, where faith meets podcasting and your dreams become reality. Visit faithcaster.org. Let's soar together. And remember, anyone can be a podcaster, but only a Christian can become a FaithCaster. FaithCasters, your voice, your platform, your success.